Welcome to Inside Dirt, presented by ATVScene.com, your passport to the behind-the-scenes world of the WPSA Power Sports ATV Tour, the nation's leading ATV racing series. Inside Dirt is hosted by Mark Strawbanger and John Pellin.
All right, boys and girls, we're at it again. This time, the Ohio PA area gets treated to one of the coolest rounds of the season. It worked out well for WPSA. And, man, I am John Pellin. This is Inside Dirt. To my right, Mark Strawbanger, the one and only. We're going to be telling you a little bit about this incredible season finale at Ed Berkey's place. And what a nice place here, Mark. The scenery, did you see the hillside here? And this is the track, everything. A lot of good words about this place.
Well, actually, on the way up here, I was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I'm looking at my map, and I'm going, okay, there's this Highway 30 north here, and I had about 25 miles to go to get to the track. I got off the Turnpike, took 7-Eleven up to Highway 30, and it was just beautiful rolling hills, and my rental car this weekend, of course, a little Mitsubishi Eclipse with a little Z-gate shifter, and man, it was just great, a great area to ride touring motorcycles through. I just couldn't believe
With the mountains and the sunlight coming through. When I came here, the sunset was happening on Thursday night, and man, it was just beautiful. We had the sprinklers going.
Yeah, I was just talking about the rolling hills and how the road curves through the countryside. Man, it's just beautiful up here. And this is our first visit for the WPSA to Pennsylvania.
Before we get into the recap, we'll do the race recap in a minute, but did you get to talk to some of the WPSA people about what they had to say about the Berkeys and what they've done for the WPSA season? I believe they spent some serious coin.
Yeah, they really went to bat for us. I couldn't believe it here. A three-phase electricity coming in here, and the tower was all wired. You know, it was cold this weekend. You know, I'm a Florida boy, and it's not getting it hadn't even got into the 60s yet this year. And thank goodness I brought a pair of jeans, but no long sleeve shirts or anything. It was chilly up here this weekend, folks. I mean, there was frost on the ground both mornings that we came out here. But the Berkeys did a great job for this national event.
It may be the best-kept secret, because a lot of them didn't know this place existed, and they're diehard Ohio PA people. And so look it up, Field of Dreams. That's where we're coming from. Want to do some race recap?
Yes.
Let's go into Super Quad Pro 450 first.
Yep, that was the premier event this weekend, I'll tell you. It was just phenomenal. You know, John Natale got the whole shot, and we said, if Natale gets the whole shot, it's going to be tough to beat him. And, you know, nothing against John, but I was kind of hoping he wouldn't get the whole shot so we'd have something to announce. But
it'd be tough to beat last year's dramatic finish when Doug Gust needed to beat Dustin Wimmer to win the national championship. And, man...
Well, you know, it wasn't boring, but it was almost like, as far as the championship was concerned, until the last lap when Chad Weenan took the lead and the victory. And this was Weenan's fifth victory this season, the most of any single rider. Natale was second, and of course Dustin Wimmer finished third.
It was still a good season and all, and it's just last year is going to be really tough to beat with that dramatic ending. And, man, it's what put Wimmer on this Team Suzuki.
Also running real good this weekend. Josh Creamer ran in the top three for most of the race, and it's obvious that Kawasaki's development program is working very well for him.
Yeah, Josh has come of age for sure. I remember when he was riding for Walsh Racecraft and getting his start and coming through the ranks. Mid-packer, what is this? I couldn't figure him out, but, man, Kawasaki's really helped his program.
Well, Chad Weenan made it interesting when he made that when he took the lead on that the final lap there. And Justin Anderson has a quote from him. Let's go to that quote.
Weenan, our winner of today's race here at Field of Dreams. Man, I'll tell you, you had your work cut out for you, didn't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, started pretty deep, and you know, that's just when you gotta just put all those hours of training in, and you know, hopefully it pays off, and I believe it did. I got up here on the top spot. You know, I just couldn't thank everybody enough. Rockstar Energy, MSR Pro Taper, Suzuki Yoshimura, you know, just everybody out there, Wrath Racing, Douglas Wheel, Maxxis Tires, Walsh Racecraft, Pro Taper, you know, One Industries, you know, Scott Goggles, everybody out there pulling for me, and we got to win this last round, and, you know, it's, we're going to get ready for next season, we're going to get a championship next year, and, you know, we're just putting our heads down, and we're going to get after it next year.
Well, actually, you've got a championship this year, and you were a big part of Suzuki winning the manufacturer's title this year. Talk about how important that is, especially being this your first year with the factory.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. You know, it's just everybody out there putting their extra effort in, and, you know, just putting in those 24/7 days. It's just it's such hard work to run up here at this pace, and, you know, it's just hard work and dedication, blood, sweat, and tears.
Really worked hard for this one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, just that start, I kind of came out of there bad, and, you know, it just came through in the end.
So last year when you were towing a quad, you were a privateer, and you know, you were really scrimping and saving for money. Did you ever think you'd be in this position right now, sitting on this factory quad and winning all these races this year?
You know, I dreamed of it, and, you know, I was hoping that the day would come through someday, and, you know, just excellent role models up here to keep you going, and, you know, it's just dedication.
You know, John, what I thought was amazing when Chad pulled over in heat number two to give Dustin another point. He could have taken the win, but right about 30 yards from the finish line, he actually pulled over and let Dustin pass him because he took one for the team, per se, and to give Dustin another point in that number heat race number two.
That was it's kind of neat. I was standing with my good bro, Bud Fisher, from Ashtabula Fisher Cycle, and to my right was Chad's aunt, and she's jumping up and down, and I don't know if you've ever seen the Weenan fan group.
Oh yeah,
they're into it, man. And oh, she yeah. was into it. She calmed down for a second, and that's when I made my stab at her, and I said, "Hey, let me ask you something." And it was like lap two or something. I saw the scenario going down. I wondered, this should be really interesting. So I put her on the spot, and I go, "You think when Chad passes for the win later, because I kind of anticipated, is he going to pull over for Dustin?" Put her right on the spot, and she's like, "No way! He's not pulling over for anyone." And then she stopped and listened thought about it to herself. And she looked at me another lap later, and she goes, "You know, you might be onto something. He might do that now that I think about it."
Yeah.
So it was really fun to watch the race with Chad's aunt. She's a great woman too, by the way. She's really neat, and I don't know. I enjoyed the moment. It was kind of neat to figure out what was going to happen. It was kind of cool. And sure enough, he like you say, just before the finish line, he pulled over and yes. nodded. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was. That was just a phenomenal effort.
Yeah, it was classy, and it's a, you know, team effort.
Well, speaking of team effort, Chris Borich and Chris Bithell did the Ironman effort this weekend, running in a cross-country race on Saturday, then coming down here to dominate the Quadrain Challenge final. Darrell Wrath finished second, while the show to watch was Chris Borich running through the field. After getting hung up in a mud bog on the first lap, Borich drove through the field to finish third. It was just unbelievable. And I think Justin talked to both of those gentlemen. Let's go to that interview.
We're here with Chris Bithell, winner of today's Quadtrain Pro Stock race here in Pennsylvania at Field of Dreams. Man, you had a busy weekend, didn't you? Up in Unadilla and then running down here to run with us. You tired out yet or what?
Yeah, I'm about ready to pass out here. You know, racing all day yesterday, pretty tired out. And then I had to drive home, running on about no sleep to come here. So, glad I won.
It's got to feel pretty good to be able to net a win in that when you're falling asleep.
Yeah, it does feel good.
So, going out there today, anything you really put in the back of your mind for race strategy, or was it just get out front early and try to stay there?
You know, I was just hoping for a hole shot. That turned out, and you know, I just had to pull away a little bit, and I was just really watching for good lines through the rocks. I had to really pay attention. There was a lot of guys that were stuck in there, a lot of laps. So it was just, you know, key plays were the my pit crew telling me, you know, where I was and where the other guys were. And once I knew I had a good lead, then I could pick and choose my lines.
What'd you think of the facility here this weekend?
They look like they're putting on a pretty good show. I like the track. Got pretty muddy, so we had fun.
It's
All right, well, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Chris, you didn't pull off a win today, but you darn near did. You certainly worked hard enough for it.
Yeah, had a decent start, got out of the hole second, and then I just took a bad line in the mud hole. I should have checked it out a little better, but pretty much swamped the bike. It was pretty hard getting through that side, and then just everybody basically got by me, I think. And it was just a battle from the back, just trying to pick one at a time off and just trying to be safe out there. I just don't want to hurt myself for the other series, and I got a big thing going over there right now. So.
You and Bithel had quite a busy weekend on the road, getting back and forth between these two races. You tired out yet?
No, not really. I feel good. Yeah, we had a lot of traveling. We were up in New York and shot down here, and it was worth coming down and giving this Can-Am a run. And the Warren team just did a great job this year, and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, our host on the podcast kind of issued a little challenge to you on the last podcast, saying that that you weren't quite the man if you didn't come down here and run with us after the GNCC race.
I guess I'm the man then, and some. But yeah, it was just good to come down here and have some fun and come to the awards banquet too. So
had a pretty great season.
Yeah, a real good season. I wish I could have made it to all of them, but I did what I came to do, is win as many as I could, and I think I did really well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I got to talk a little bit about Chris Borich first. Wow, there's not a lot of riders out there that would risk a national championship and what he's doing to go ride every weekend like he does. He's a true rider. You know, he'll be at, and he also mentioned Texas, he'll be at our 12 Hours of America. He's everywhere. And he did it, he proved it again. He drove, him and his dad, and as well as Chris Bithel, drove 400 some extra miles to show up here and do well like they continue to do. What did you hear, Mark? Were they saying this was actually the toughest course of all? Because Englishtown was pretty brutal.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the toughest courses. It wasn't that long, though. The length of the course is not that long, but it was very brutal. There was, we call it the Rock Garden, but this weekend it was like the Boulder Garden. They were just massive. And what was really neat about it is they were getting through it pretty easy, and then when they got to the very end, people were getting hung up. It was just unbelievable. You know, you were talking earlier about Chris Borich, you know, taking the risk of coming down here and running
right.
This. Now, he, you know, if he was like 15th in the points, that would be one thing, but I believe he's leading the points in that other cross-country series.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, he's him and Bill Balance are battling it out. It's legendary stuff going on over there. Bill's got 7 national championships. He's trying to tie Barry Hawk, and Chris is disturbing that. I think he's 8 points up now over there, and he's something else. Chris Borich is absolutely the man to hire, I think, right now, and I think his contract's up. So I think next year we're going to see somebody snatch him up, whether it's KTM, maybe Can-Am. I'll go on a hunch, though. I think Suzuki's going to gobble up Chris Borich. I think he fits the program well. And Suzuki's all about championships and getting the best guy they can possibly get. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, like, and I'm going to say that Natale's going to go with Can-Am, and Chris Borich is going to end up on a factory Suzuki deal that encompasses both quad terrain and his other programs, so we can ride that the quad racer as well. So it would be riding two. Just my opinion. I don't know. It's too good to be not on the team that wants it, you know.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, the amazing ride was Chris Bithel, man. Just a phenomenal ride this weekend. He didn't get home till 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. And then he got up and drove here, and luck was on his side this weekend. He got the biggest mover award. He got $500 for that. Chris Bithel also got the $1,000 Whole Shot Technology Rock and Roll Award, as well as $2,000 for his efforts here. That was $3,500, and just an unbelievable weekend for Chris Bithel. This weekend put a cap on another competitive season of WPSA racing, and what a season for John Natale Jr. After tearing both his MCL and his anterior cruciate ligament, as well as suffering serious rib injuries in a crash at Illinois, Natale rebounded to net the title, his first WPSA title in competition. Natale won a total of 4 races this season and earned 8 overall podiums. Dustin Wimmer finished second, I believe it was 11 points back ahead of Chad Weenan. Justin Anderson got a quote from John Natale.
We're here with John Natale, winner of the 2007 WPSA Power Sports ATV Tour Riders Championship. Man, what a season. You know, started out, got hurt, came back, and here you are.
Yeah, that's the old philosophy, never give up. We never gave up. We kept working as a team and working hard, and, you know, we just kept plugging away at it. Finally got the points lead a couple races ago and never looked back. We held on to it, and now I extended even here more at the end. So, you know, I'm just really excited, and I think our team did a great job.
Last season, this time of year, you were sitting on the sidelines hurt and probably a little bit anxious.
Yeah.
Just make that all go away, make those bad memories disappear a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I never keep memories like that in the back of my mind. I try to get them out and concentrate on next year. We're already looking forward to next year. I'm already ready to do this again at the end of the 2008 season.
Well, congratulations, John. We'll look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
You know, John Natale, he said it right there, never give up. And he's always looking at next year. He's just, he's a class act. You know, last night, you know, I've said this a lot, but I want to pound this into people's minds that John Natale, you know, he struggled to get to where he is. You know, he didn't have anybody giving him transporters, and even right now, you know, Honda gives him like barely anything at all, and he struggles. And he said something that was really neat last night. He said, "When I was growing up, my parents gave me the shoes, and they wore the boxes." And by saying that, it was a good way of saying, you know, my parents really gave up a lot for me. And John, you know, thank goodness they had those indoor quad series, and that's how he made it. If they didn't have those series and he didn't make a few bucks back in the early 2000, 2001 and stuff, I don't think he'd be racing. But thank goodness he's here, and he's an awesome guy out there. The kids love him, the fans love him. He's when you interview him, he always says the right things, and he's just an awesome guy.
I hear you. I don't have to. I totally agree. I named him the Iron Man back in '97 when he went insane and raced every single class at Challenger. It was wild to see. And from that day on, I was like, man, there's something about this John Natale. He's got the eye of the tiger. This guy's, man, you don't want to mess with him. He's all strong and built and going to kick your butt.
Right.
And then he's taken that from his whole career. And yeah, I've seen him on clapped out 250R stock stuff and stadium races where there's 50,000 people. And, the rigs are out there. And, you know, Tim Farr and all these guys will show up with immaculate equipment. There's John out there on a red bone stock 250R with no stickers, no decals, no sponsors. It's just rusty pipe. It's like, what is this? What is he doing with this? He's not going to even finish. And then he'll be top three.
Yep.
So it's really neat to see him come of age, and he definitely deserves more. Like you're saying, Honda, wake up. What's going on? Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be with Honda next year. Well, he even said, didn't he?
Right.
He's done.
Yeah.
I think
done.
Well, you know, Can-Am should be so lucky if they end up with him.
Well, you know, I told him last night. I said, listen, after this, I think Honda needs to send you a check for about $100,000. You know, and it's true. They do. He deserved it, man.
And next on the docket, the Quadtrain Pro Stock working man Jesse West certainly had his work cut out for him this season. And though he won just one race, consistent finishes paid off for the Strandquist, Minnesota native. Scott Kilby finished second, 14 points back ahead of Rory Beckman.
With working man Jesse West, I guess we're going to add another nickname to your title here, 2007 Quadtrain Pro Stock Champion. How's it feel, man?
Oh, it's unbelievable. This season has been, like you say, you name me a working man. I have never worked so hard for something in my life till this summer, and it feels great. Just an amazing thing to accomplish.
Coming from last year, won a race last year, come out this year to have as much consistency. have this much success. I mean, it just takes so much work to get there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. All the stuff that's happened this summer, some of my competitors have had bad luck, and me too. And if we could get rid of the bad luck, we'd be so much further. But it's fun. It come down to the wire like this, had to have good results to get it, and which just made it happen.
Now, go back to Kentucky. You had some trouble there, fell off the bike, kind of knocked your head around, broke the bike. And, you know, did you think then you'd be standing here talking to me today?
You know, I set out to win this thing, and definitely in Kentucky, I was thinking, you know, maybe, who knows, after Taylorville in Kentucky, I was like, man, I don't know, and just kind of wiped the slate clean and said, I'm going to race the rest of the season, and I'm going to get this thing. And Kentucky was kind of a rebirth for me, just kind of start fresh almost.
So you were saying earlier this was the toughest race you've ever run this year. Was it really?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Coming into something you have to do so well, it's definitely an unbelievable amount of pressure. But just don't think about it and get the job done. Stay consistent like I've been. And Articat 650 pulled me through once again.
Well, you guys aren't done either. I hear you're going down to Texas here in a little bit.
Yeah, we got a full schedule. We'll run the rest of the GNCCs and the Guthrie, Oklahoma indoor race and the Texas 12-hour, and then we start snowmobile racing.
Man, I'll tell you what, you are the working man, aren't you?
Yeah, I would. I love it. That's work ethic number one in my book. So.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I was really amazed with is the family unity of the West family. I mean, they work together when they're at home. They travel all over the country together, and it's just amazing, you know, the family unity that those people have. And on the podium last night, I was talking, and Jesse was saying, you know, that'd be real easy to do, just mount a camera on the dashboard of our truck, and they could probably do a show. But, you know, what's amazing is the consistency won here. You know, Jesse didn't win a whole lot of races, but his consistency won him the championship.
Right, that's what it takes, and it's just not easy, these 4x4, these quad train things. You got to, like, just do what he did. Just be consistent every race, and he showed it. But, you know, my favorite comment from Jesse West and Josh as well after the banquet was that he mentioned going to Texas. Sorry, I can't help but be happy that we're going to see the West out there trying to take a 12 Hours of America championship next come November 10. And it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. We've got a couple different 4x4 sections this year that I think they're really going to like at the 12 Hours. A couple places where they can chop 30 seconds off a lap because of having a four-wheel drive. So I think Jesse and Josh are going to do well on that Articat down there. Done a lot for the event. If you're all listening, you would need a place to go race in November 10. $100 entry, $20,000 purse, $10 to get in.
Sounds like a good time, man.
And you'll be there, Mark. You're my boy. You're my announcer. So
I'll be there.
Place to be, November 10th, Texas. What do we got next? You want to talk some championships, some banquet?
Yeah, we'll go right into our manufacturer's championships. Suzuki again showed its competitive racing edge this season, winning its second consecutive title. Suzuki won 6 out of the 10 races held this season, the most of any manufacturer. K&M again showcased its dominance this season, winning its second consecutive manufacturer title as well. K&M won an amazing 9 out of 10 races this year. Justin Anderson had a word with our team managers, Pat Alexander and Jeff Grohlke.
Yeah, we're here with Pat Alexander, race director with Team Suzuki. Second consecutive manufacturer's title. Your guys were just consistent all year. Chad Weenan just ran the wheels off of that bike. Talk about the season and, you know, tell us how it went.
Well, on behalf of American Suzuki, we've had a tremendous season this year with Chad Weenan winning a number of events, including today, and also having Dustin Wimmer battling directly for the championship. It came down to the very last second. And then, of course, Doug Gust. I mean, he's our big boy. He's done all the work on this brand-new quad, you know, over the last couple of years, and I've got a fantastic group of guys.
So it was a success. Great year for Suzuki.
Oh, absolutely. It was a wonderful year, and wonderful to be with WPSA.
Well, we appreciate your participation here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're here with Jeff Grohlke from Can-Am. Clinched your second consecutive manufacturer's title in the quad train class, actually at the last race. Talk about it a little bit. It's been a great season for Can-Am.
It's been an outstanding season. With the Warner team, with the riders, you know, everybody out there contributed. It's just it's an excellent effort. We're very proud to come to the WPC and showcase the power handling and innovation of the Can-Am four-wheelers. It's a perfect spot for to show everybody the performance and the handling and everything. And the team really worked hard. The riders worked hard. It all came together, and we're very pleased to clinch, as you said, Justin, our second in a row Manufacturers Cup.
Now, a lot of what you're doing over here is going back to the factory with your engineers and getting applied to the bikes that people can pick up out off the showroom floor. Wouldn't that be safe to say?
That's exactly right. You know, racing is fun, but really it's all about accelerating product development and what we're all about for the enthusiasts. We're making our stuff better day in and day out, and we learn a lot through racing.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Justin.
You know, Mark, I think it's appropriate that we mention all the class championships. Want to do that now? We got a list here. Why don't you go first?
All right. Taking the number one spot in our Pro Super Sport side-by-side, Kyle Feeblecorn.
In the Super Quad Pro-Am 450, my boy down in Texas, Cody Miller, and I got to stop for a minute. Anybody that's listening right now is probably in front of a computer. Well, 100% are in front of computers. Go ahead and log on mytundralife.com. You need to check this out. This is an enormous thing for ATV racing as a whole. Cody and Hunter Miller just did an enormous commercial that they aren't in the background. This isn't a little spot that, hey, there they are off in the distance. They are the commercial. The commercial airs in front of NFL games all throughout the country. It beautifies ATV racing. It's his name. It's their, you know, he's got his chest protector on. It's just a riot. Go check it out and check out the interview we did on Cody and Hunter Miller. And while you're at the mytundralife.com, be sure to check on the link that shows the extra footage. Pretty cool little piece. I just had to let people know about that.
I saw it, and it is just a great piece. Your A-class champion was Brandon Smith.
B-class, Austin Moser.
C-class, Danny Cooper.
Women's A, Angela Butler. And if I could stop for one more minute, I'll quit doing this, Mark. I know we need to get through this. Nine championships. Nine. I don't know if anyone can beat that, but Angela Butler, unbelievable. Nine of them.
Women BC, Michelle Suki.
16 to 24, Greg G.
Plus 25, Dane Heilman.
Plus 35, Randy Hurst.
Open amateur, Dane Heilman.
And our production lights, Cody Jansen.
50cc Limited, Braxton Gray.
50cc Production Auto Clutch, Alex Hammond.
Production Auto Clutch, Nick Janusa.
In our 70 shifter, Samuel Rowe.
Youth 4-stroke, Nick Janusa.
Championship in the youth production, 12 to 15, was Aaron Beer.
90 production, youth 8 to 15, Alex Kersey.
Winning the 90cc 2-stroke modified, 8 to 12, was Dylan Starks.
4-stroke production 8 to 15, Grant Darnell.
Super Mini, Jeffrey Rastrelli.
Jeffrey Rastrelli, my boy out of Florida. That wraps up our class champions. We also had some other folks. You heard me say Nick Janusa quite a bit. Nick Janusa was the Amateur of the Year. The Amateur of the Year award goes to the rider who is, a rider's, in his actions on and off the track, best exemplifies the spirit of the WPSA membership. And Nick got quite a package there. He's going to get a poster fold-out in the Quad magazine.
How about that?
as well as have all of his entries paid next year.
So that his issue of that month isn't going to be a big poster pull-out of Chad Ween. It's going to be him.
Yep.
Unbelievable. That's such a cool prize that Quad Magazine stepped up and did that. And I believe, does he get free entry?
Yeah, he gets
to every
free
race.
Entry. And another thing, he's going to be spotlighted out to 90 million homes on ESPN2.
Unreal. And what a cool little kid. He's got that smile going, cute little kid, and he's definitely a darn good rider, too. So he definitely deserves it. I think it's really neat that WPSA did something like that. And when they could have just given him an award and walked away.
Right, exactly.
But to do that, the extra stuff was what made it really cool.
Hey, that's what the WPSA is all about, going above and beyond the call of duty. Pro Rookie of the Year, Russell Shoemaker.
And then they also had a Rookie of the Year for the Quad Terrain. And that the West cleaned up this weekend. They Josh West ended that.
Yep, Josh West. So Jesse and Josh West had a great year here in the 2007 WPSA National Tour. This weekend's race will be telecast on ESPN2 on September 28th at 3 p.m. The WPSA hits the snow next with the Power Sports Snowmobile Tour on Thanksgiving weekend for the Amstel Duluth National.
You know, we talked about the manufacturers of the year. I think it's going to be really tough next year. It's going to be good. I mean, Can-Am, Suzuki, they're going to have their hands full next year. There's going to be KTM, I believe, and Can-Am's going to go full on in all the classes, and not just the quad train. So it's going to be really exciting next year. They say third time's a charm. I know there's a lot of new teams that are already formed and pretty much announced that are going to field on full-on projects. I know Media All-Stars is one. They're going to have another full-on youth portion of their whole team. Rath Racing, HMF. These guys have seen what's happened in the last 2 years, and there's probably 10 more I'm not even thinking of. So next year, I think third time's a charm. This thing is really going to explode next year, Mark. You agree?
I definitely agree. And ladies and gentlemen, I already saw at the banquet last night the wheels are turning, the cogs are spinning, and the 2008 Power Sports Tour is just destined to be better and better every year we continue to do this. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be listening for us for the 2008 podcast.
It's been a great year, Mark. I had fun with you. And, man, we're going to make this thing better. I think the response was well, and do it again. This has been great. Justin Anderson, Brad Dedon, everyone that worked on our podcast, couldn't thank you more. This thing is definitely neat, cutting-edge stuff that we're doing here, and we thank you all for listening. We'll check you next time. Be sure to, but more importantly, we'd rather have you at the race and listening after. So don't just listen. Show up at next year's 2008 WPSA Power Sports ATV Tour.
We'll see you back on track in 2008.